College of Community and Public Service. We're calling this segment CCPS Community Connections, and we begin strong this 2016 with the talk about, well, the police and military academy and more. Dr. Williamson, we'll call you Billy Wallace, Director of Criminal Justice Training with Grand Valley's Police and Military Academy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
No uniform?
No uniform. This is what you get.
Do you ever wear a uniform?
I do in the summer, and my uniform normally consists of a polo shirt and a pair of slacks. So
I'm going with this. We want to talk about Grand Valley operating one of the 17 regional police academies in the state of Michigan, but I want to talk about you first, and you have asked me to call you Billy.
Yes, ma'am. That's my good southern nickname.
Good. Tell me about you, Billy.
Well, I've been with Grand Valley. Actually, this is my seventh year. Now, I had a bit of a break. I was with Grand Valley from 2003 through 2008 in the same capacity. 2008, I jumped over to the federal government for about 6 years. And then I came back actually almost 1 year ago, January of 2015, I came back to Grand Valley in this capacity.
Welcome back to the light side, then. Versus,
thank you.
Versus the dark side. No, glad you've done much in your life. The what is your professional background?
Well, it's most recently before coming back to Grand Valley, I was the Assistant Federal Security Director for TSA, operating out of the Ford Airport in Grand Rapids. Previous to that and to my first time at Grand Valley, I was a licensed law enforcement officer for about 12 years, operated here in Michigan and in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And before that, I was in the United States Army for about 8 years in the Army National Guard.
Wow, thank you for that service and more. I bet you have some stories as you patrolled out and about, right?
Oh, quite a few. Yes, ma'am.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're safe, and thank you for keeping us safe. That could be a whole other conversation, but let's bring this back to Grand Valley and the regional police academies. Tell me about the purpose, the vision of a police academy.
Absolutely. Well, Grand Valley, as you mentioned, is one of 17 regional academies in the state of Michigan. And if someone wants to be a police officer in the state of Michigan, they have to go through a regional academy. There are many requirements associated with that. The 17 regional academies are all associated with academic institutions, either colleges or universities. And really, the mission is to provide these students or these police recruits with the knowledge, skills, and abilities to be successful as they enter the career in law enforcement.
Is this an academy for the traditional and the non-traditional? In other words, if one is 35 years old and wants to change their careers, or I don't want to get too ahead of the ball game, but...
No, absolutely. There's actually, for the state of Michigan, there's a minimum age. You can't be a police officer if you're under the age of 18, but there is no maximum age at this point. And so we've had people come through the academy. I think one of my most senior recruits was 47 years old coming through the academy, having a career change, exactly what you said.
Let's look at the structure of this this GVSU Police Academy. You have two programs to offer?
We sure do. We have a 16-week basic police academy, and that's for the individual who's has no association with law enforcement and they're looking to break into the law enforcement career. And then we also have an 8-week abbreviated program, and that's for military police veterans, those military service members who were police officers in the military. It's built on the premise that they've already been through a federal police academy and they've operated as a police officer in their respective service. So we take the abbreviated 8 weeks to bring them up to speed on Michigan law and to help with that transition from being a military police officer to a professional civilian police officer.
And as you mentioned, this is entering the fourth year of that program. This first in the nation?
It was,
wow.
Yes. Grand Valley was the first one to, in cooperation with the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, that's the state administrative agency, develop this program to help support our veterans returning.
And it looks like with the this 18-week, hours are important. You require a mandatory minimum curriculum of so many hours, and so many hours are provided.
Absolutely. So the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, the state administrative agency, it's the licensing body of law enforcement officers in Michigan. They also authorize eight academies to operate. So because they authorize Grand Valley to operate, we have to deliver for the basic academy at least 594 hours, and they mandate a curriculum. We take that and we go above and beyond at Grand Valley, and we give 681 hours for that basic academy. The 8-week academy, they mandate 280. We go above that, but that's going to be increasing to 320. So they're always looking to improve and add additional training to help ensure that we're putting out very well-educated, well-trained individuals who are going to be law enforcement officers.
You mentioned a minimum age of 18 for entrance in the academy. What other requirements are necessary?
Well, a few of the major ones, you have to be a United States citizen. You have to possess either a 2 or a 4-year degree to gain entrance into a regional academy. No felony convictions. That's kind of the showstopper. Driving history is important. We understand we all make mistakes and we all have speeding tickets every now and then, but those individuals who have a pattern of poor driving history or driving violations, they're actually a liability to a law enforcement agency because people don't understand this police officer is in a car for 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day. And then there's some additional pre-enrollment testing that the state requires.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And obviously, your class, if you look at, how many in a class?
For our basic academy, we've been operating with a cap of about 36 each session. This last academy, we had 34.
So, more women taking advantage of this?
Within the last several years, yes. We have actually increased. Typically, you're around 10 to 15%. We've increased up to close to 20% of females. You bet.
What are some of the classes that are taken for today's police officer?
Yeah. Well, everyone always thinks about the police skills, the driving of cars and the arresting of people. That is important, and we're really good at those skills. But one area that we're really trying to concentrate on, and I think it's really good in this day and age that we're policing, mm-hmm. ethics, civil rights, and human relations, mm-hmm. interpersonal communication skills, cultural competence. But then there's always the bread and butter, the criminal law and procedure and investigations and report writing. But I think you're going to see, and I'm sure I will speak for all of my counterparts around the state, the big push is for how do we ensure that we train officers or new officers to be good community members and be good community relations partners.
Obviously, there would be a licensing exam at the culmination.
Absolutely. At the completion of the police academy, the state comes in and proctors the licensing exam. And upon successful completion of the licensing exam, then you're eligible to be hired by a law enforcement agency within the state of Michigan.
Is that how does one say they had to move to Indiana? Is there reciprocity or?
Depending on the state. A lot of states, I was a police officer in North Carolina, and when I moved to Michigan to be a police officer, there was a reciprocal agreement to where I just had to come up and complete testing, a written test and a practical test, and that activated my license in Michigan. Other states would require them to go through a full academy training program all over again. It depends.
Depends state by state. Talking about one of our newer features on behalf of those involved with our College of Community and Public Service, our WGVU CCPS Community Connections on the radio side, Dr. Williamson Wallace, Billy Wallace, Director of Criminal Justice Training, putting the spotlight on the Police and Military Academy. Who's teaching the classes?
Well, this is something we're very, very proud of. All of our instructors for both the Basic Academy as well as the Military Police Veterans Academy, 95% of them are either active law enforcement officers or former law enforcement officers. They're all trained to be in the classroom and to facilitate these classes, but they have the unique standpoint that they can take the theory that many of these students have learned in their academic programs and show them and demonstrate how to put it into practice once they get onto the road. So we're very proud about the instructors we have.
Tell me a little bit more about your engagement with the law enforcement community in general.
Absolutely. So Grand Valley State University also has an entity called the Criminal Justice Education Center, and this is for in-service law enforcement training. And we design and we develop in-service law enforcement training courses. Over the years, we've done professional development courses, leadership development courses, legal update courses, precision driving courses for some of those, if you will, continuing education classes that officers have to have every year. And currently, we're in the process of developing a program called Policing in the 21st Century, Professionalism and Community Relations. And that's under development now, and hopefully within the next couple of months, we'll be able to roll that program out for agencies.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the focus on professionalism, community relations, as you mentioned, in these times.
Absolutely.
Keeping that up.
Very important.
Lastly, other important dates, and for more information, where do we head?
Yes, so we're ending our application phase for the Basic Academy. Applications are due on January 15, and we're starting the application process for the Military Veterans Academy. If someone's interested, they can go to www.gvsu.edu/CJ/Police Academy, or just simply in whatever search engine you use, put in GVSU Police Academy, and you'll come to our homepage.
I wonder if people speed more in Charlotte, North Carolina, or West Michigan. What do you think?
I would say it's probably about the same.
Good answer. All right. Billy Wallace, Dr. Williamson Wallace, Director of Criminal Justice Training, on behalf of our CCPS Community Connections program here on the radio side. Thank you for paying it forward with your profession.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Take care.